keeping people entertained 24/7.
We learned here at WAJR on Friday that Ken DeVinny, the father of Ryan DeVinny, has filed a civil lawsuit against those responsible for the beating of his son, Ryan DeVinny, in the fall of 2009 on Willie Street. Fight started after an argument about the World Series. And Ken is joining us on the program right now. Welcome back to Morgantown AM and WAJR, Ken.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for keeping Ryan's story relevant.
And that's
And one more thing. I'm hoping it doesn't rain on Sunday because I want the speed of the Mountaineers to show on the field.
Absolutely right. We want to see if that offense can click on all cylinders right out the gate.
Well, we want to talk about a lawsuit, but I'd rather talk about Ryan for just a moment. Is there an update on Ryan that you can give us?
Well, he's still in a vegetative comatose state. Vegetative, slightly above comatose. Comatose means there's no reaction. He does show reaction, and I think it's more reflexive than anything else. I don't think it's purposeful.
And talk about Ryan. And is he home? Where is this care being given? How's that going?
He's at our house. We brought him back from a rehab facility almost a year ago. It'll be a year in September. And just recently, we refit the whole lower level of the basement. So, for instance, his bedroom is now a shrine to the Mountaineers, and we have it all decked out so that if he wakes and when he wakes, he'll wake up to things that he loves and is familiar with.
And, of course, this is 24/7 care, no doubt about that. And
Absolutely. Do
you have people?
My bed's right next to his bed.
Oh. Ken, do we have people coming in besides what you're going through and taking care of Ryan? Do you have caregivers coming in to help?
Well, we hired a company to come in and give him rehabilitation. So twice a week they'll come in and kind of, I thought it would take the work off of me, but I just get involved with it. So it's more work, but it's definitely helping Ryan and his flexibility and muscle tone.
You've had to put your life, I'm sure, on hold, Ken, with all of this and what's happened to your son.
Yes, I did. I quit my job. It wasn't much of a decision because my wife, she had the better insurance, and really I'm able to manhandle him. You know, he's 170 pounds. We got him back to the weight before he was beaten. So that's an awful lot of weight to just move around.
Absolutely. And so from this date of 2009 to today, not a whole lot of difference. And what is the hope? What is your hope?
I hope that Ryan is at some time happy.
How will you know when he's happy?
I'll know it when I see it. I guess that people ask me that question, you know, can you see it? I just say, you know, I guess I'll know it when I see it.
Well, you filed a civil lawsuit along with Brian McElhaney. Brian was also involved in that fight. He was a friend of Ryan's, right?
Yeah, and then just so I can clarify, it was an attack. It wasn't a fight. Ryan was defenseless. He didn't even have any defensive wounds. John May hit him from the side as Vantrease knocked out Brian. Brian didn't know it was coming. And Ryan was going over to help his friend, and John May punched him from the side, breaking his jaw, sends him to the pavement where his head hit a raised, like a sewer grate. And then Vantrease came over and kicked him a few times in the head. There was a student over in Arnold Hall, which is right across the street from the Dairy Mart. He said he could hear Ryan's head. He could see his head snap, and it looked like he was punting his head like a football.
The defendants in the lawsuit, Austin Vantrease, Jonathan May, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce all these names correctly, Colin McKeefrey, Brandon Groh, yeah, Tyler Husfelt, and Alexander Woods, all of the Delaware area. Now, I'm going to talk about a civil suit because most of us became familiar with the filing of a civil suit after O.J. Simpson was acquitted in his criminal trial. Then the Goldman family filed a civil suit in which O.J. Simpson was found guilty of the murders in the civil suit. And so even though Jonathan May, I guess, is out of jail now, Austin Vantrease is still serving his time. What could be the result if you win a civil lawsuit? Does it force them to pay restitution? Because that's already part of the original order, correct?
Right, that's already... The first trial that they were found guilty in was the criminal trial, so they're criminally guilty. Now, they could not be criminally guilty, and like the Goldmans did, they say, well, okay, it wasn't a crime, but you're still responsible. In this case, it's both. You committed a crime, and now you're responsible for the well-being of my son. You have an obligation to him.
And that they willfully and or maliciously caused Ryan severe injuries.
Correct. May and Vantrease.
May
the
was...
Other ones,
Go ahead, Ken.
The other group of boys that were there were the ones that circled Ryan, didn't allow for escape.
May was ordered to pay $75,000 and I understand Vantrease $102,000. Have you seen any of that money?
No, not a penny. And John May has been out since April. So I think, you know, one of the things is if people would have started stepping up, I don't want to file a lawsuit. This distracts me from my care of Ryan. But there's been no goodwill, none at all.
What do the courts do about that? Have you gone back to the courts and tried to get something out of them, out of the $75,000 and $102,000?
Well, the next step in this whole process is to file a lien against them. And that's fine. You know, when I was in there giving my impact statement, that was one thing that I made clear to both of those guys is Ryan should have a lien on your life.
And they are adults, so you can't file a lien against their parents or their parents' home?
Correct.
Hmm. And do they, as far as you know, have any property or access to any kind of money? I mean, I don't know if May's working or not, but certainly I would think their wages could be garnished.
No, I don't. Not, you know, that was one of the things that, in talking with counsel, that they kept bringing up to me, So I searched and I searched for a firm that would accept my ideal that sometimes you have to do things on principle, because principle is never wrong.
You've asked for a jury trial, I understand, Kim.
I have. Correct.
Why? Why did you want to do that?
I just think it has a completely different impact than a settlement or a judge to oversee it. You know, people with any heart will understand the atrocity, and they'll also understand the situation that we deal with every single day. And I really want that objective feel from a jury to come in to award the correct amount.
Talk about, and I know this is not about you making money, this is to help your son on a daily basis. How much does it cost yearly, Ken, to take care of Ryan? Do you have an amount?
Well, just hiring a doctor, a team of doctors, because it takes a team. The brain affects every single part of the body. We are spending $100,000 a year just for a basic doctor team. Now, also, we have doctors that are here that are volunteering their service, so these are only the ones we're paying. We have to rent a chamber, an oxygen chamber, for treatment. That's $3,000 a month. All the medical equipment, his wheelchair, and the people that have been donating it to us, especially in Morgantown, we have a woman and Jenny Doyle. She lives right there in downtown Morgantown. She's giving us her van that her parents use. She gave us a shower wheelchair. It's people like that. We had last Christmas a package come that had to weigh 50 pounds. We open it, and it's just a jar full of coins, and the only address is Morgantown.
Unbelievable, Ken.
I know. And Ryan, and now my daughter Carrie, who goes there, said that the people in Morgantown are genuine, and they really care. And, you know, as a parent, you're like, well, that's great. That's good to hear that. But now, you know, now they show it. And I feel so much guilt that I'll never be able to give back to Morgantown what they've given to Ryan.
But you deal with this every day. No guilt should be felt at all. Do you have any type of a money amount that you're asking for in this civil case?
Can I just leave that as an open question right now?
Well, let me read part of the complaint here in that the plaintiff, Ryan Kenneth DeVinny, suffered the following damages: past, present, and future medical, nursing, and related expenses; past, present, and future pain and suffering; past, present, and future loss of enjoyment of life; past, present, and future mental anguish; past, present, and future lost wages and loss of earning capacity; and finally, permanent injury. And, you know, all of those things I just read, I don't know how you put a price on those things. What is the most severe penalty the defendants Vantrease and May could receive if found guilty in the civil court
trial? And the other individuals connected.
I'm not sure. I wish I could tell you what the maximum on that would be.
Could it be additional jail time?
No, not in civil trial, at least not that I know of.
So it would be monetary compensation. The jury would have to award punitive damages. I guess it would be mostly punitive damages to punish them for what they did.
And it's not really viewed as a punishment. It's viewed as stepping up to an obligation.
Yeah.
The criminal trials for the punishment, which, you know, John May, he really got away with it. But anyhow.
The other four or five individuals, have they done anything? Did they go to trial? Did anything happen to the individuals that blocked Ryan's way?
No. There was the prosecutors didn't file anything against them. And in fact, which it was kind of surprising to me, they didn't file on behalf of Ryan's roommate, Brian McElhenney, for the attack on him.
Unbelievable.
Well, you've got the attorneys of Hampstead, Williams, and Shook. We're certainly familiar with them here on WAJR. And something I said before we brought you on the air earlier in the program, when we mentioned that you were going to be on, and I said how it burns me up that, in addition, that they haven't reached out to you or tried to contact you, is the threatening nature of them and their families following these court proceedings here in Monongahela County. And our reporter, Dave Wilson, even said the judge admonished them not to try to pull that again and offered escorts to the reporters and you. It blows my mind that they're so callous.
I think that's a very fair assessment. When right after they had found them guilty, we went outside the courtroom, and your reporter was there, and Austin's mom, Gail Vantrease, was just screaming at me. I didn't say anything, and then we walked to the garage, and the whole family's there waiting. They almost got arrested.
As if their son's the victim.
Yeah, so they had a social media site, which has since been restricted because I guess they were getting a lot of pushback from, you know, normal people. Gail Vantrease goes on this site, and she calls what happened to her son a travesty. I'm thinking, you want travesty? Your son's the cause of it. And she's blaming the court. She's blaming the judge. She's blaming the state. And this is what's happening now. This enabling and not stepping up to the responsibility. Ryan has been like this for 21 months. That's 50 million seconds. And I count the seconds, not because time is relevant to me anymore. Thank God it's football season, because I'll know it's the weekend. But that, to me, they've had 50 million chances to do just one thing right, and they haven't done it. They've failed my family.
Not a letter, not a contact from any of these individuals, nothing?
Nothing.
That's amazing.
Nothing.
Ken, just what's the time?
And if my son or someone from my family injured someone like that, I would have been in the hospital saying, can I get you lunch? Is there anything I can do for you? But no, what do? They go into hiding. John May, he just leaves. They can't find him.
Talk about, before we wrap this up with you, Ken, I know that there's been a website that you've established that people can go to learn more about Ryan's daily life. And perhaps, I know you're not seeking contributions from the general public, but people want to do something. Tell us about this website.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fair. I rely on the resources of the community and the good nature of the community to give Ryan the best chance he has under the circumstances we're facing. And I also want people to see what happens when people don't do the right thing, when people become aggressive. This affects people's lives to the point where Morgantown High Schools use Ryan as a case study in their classes, where colleges bring it up. They make, you know, they have them write papers on this sort of thing. The whole reason I have this site is to keep my son relevant.
Absolutely. How do we find that site? What is the address?
It's ryansrally.org.
And I tell you,
I just have to warn you, some days I'm self-admittedly hilarious. Other days I'm breathing fire, and people say it's real and it's raw, and I guess that's the best way to describe it, because, yeah, I would call it, you know, maybe, what's it, PG-13 or 17?
Yeah. You know, I want to say, other than God, he has no better advocate than you, Ryan.
Well, thank you. People say to me, well, you know, it's so complicated, you're so deep. And I'm like, no, it's really not deep. When you have one purpose, it's very simple.
Other people would not understand that kind of love, Ken, unless you have children and you have that feeling in your heart. You wouldn't understand it, but we do.
Thank you.
Good luck. We're going to cover this. We're going to follow it. We will not let Ryan's name and what happened to him be forgotten.
Thank you. That's what's important.
That's for sure.
He's touched so many lives before this, and he continues to do it. I mean, because he was an amazing person, he continues to amaze.
Ken DeVinny, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for being
Ken.
On Morgantown AM. And we're going to take a break. It's 9:31. We'll be back right after this.
Is gas exploration new?